Good afternoon and welcome back to the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. I am Chad Hasty, host of the Chad Hasty Show, which you can hear right here on KFYO.com. Of course, if you're driving around in Lubbock on the South Plains, you can tune in 790 KFYO. Take us wherever you go with the Radio Pup app. Just download it for your iPhone, iPad, Android device. You can take the show wherever you go. Follow me on Twitter at Chad Hasty Radio. Coming up on Wednesday's edition of the program, Larry Williams will be in studio to take your automotive questions, and Senator John Cornyn will join me. He will be in. He'll be on the phones with me coming up at 10:35 on Wednesday morning. 10:35, U.S. Senator John Cornyn will be talking about Syria. That's a big, big issue out there. The administration coming out today saying that they are not seeking regime change in Syria. They basically have to say that if they hope to put together any type of coalition going forward into U.S. airstrikes on Syria. A lot of folks not too happy that the U.S. looks to be intervening in Syria. About 9% of the population, 9% of U.S. voters said they support intervening in Syria. That's less than who support Congress. The last time a poll was done about the amount of supporters that Congress had, it was 15% of U.S. voters. 9% of U.S. voters support bombing Syria. So that tells you just how unpopular it really is. An attack on Syria would likely trigger terror attacks against the United States and Israel. That story coming out today from the Washington Times. Analysts say that Hezbollah, the Iranian-backed Lebanese militia fighting in support of the Syrian president, would likely be inspired to ramp up operations in Iran's shadow war with the U.S. and its allies. In fact, Iran already threatening Israel if the U.S. strikes. Israel handing out gas masks today just in case the United States were to strike. This has big, big implications, not only in Syria, but not only in Israel, but also here in the United States, where lawmakers are pressing the president to seek their input and approval on a Syrian strike. When Barack Obama was campaigning for president back in 2007, he criticized President George W. Bush for taking unilateral action, even though it really wasn't unilateral action, but still taking unilateral action against other countries. Well, now President Obama thinks he can do whatever he wants, and until someone steps up to him, he pretty much can. What remains to be seen is whether the U.S. really will get involved in Syria and how far it goes. In my opinion, you can't just bomb and leave. I think what you will see happen is the United States will bomb Syria. It'll happen, of course, in a politically correct type way. We'll tell the Syrians what we're going to bomb, when we're going to bomb it, how long we're going to bomb. They've already released that information, about 2 or 3 days. And then we'll be done. That is until you have terror attacks break out. That is until more chemical weapons are used. And then you send in the troops into Syria. Is this really what we want to be doing? I don't think so, but it looks as though that's what President Obama wants the U.S. to be doing right now. Russia and China absolutely against U.S. action. Could this set up a little standoff between the United States and Russia? That will remain to be seen. Could be very interesting. We'll keep our eye on what's going on. Encourage you to do the same. The CEO of Starbucks is saying that they will not cut benefits because of Obamacare, which is great for the employees over at Starbucks. They're not cutting anything over at Starbucks. You know what that means, though, right? Yeah, your latte is probably going to go up about a buck or two in order to pay for insurance for all their part-time employees. That's if they don't lay off anyone. They're saying they won't cut benefits. They aren't saying they won't lay off anybody over at Starbucks. So expect for Starbucks prices to go a little bit higher the next time you go and get a latte. Or especially coming around this fall, your pumpkin spice latte that's so popular, yeah, that's going to be going up in price. Video game lovers out there, rejoice, because Texas feminists have created a pro-choice video game. That's right, abortion. You can play the abortion video game. This is fantastic. This will win a lot of voters over, I'm sure, because abortion is just like a video game. California trying to strike out tax-exempt status for, quote, discriminatory groups like the Boy Scouts. and Little League Baseball. Taxes on Little League Baseball and Boy Scouts. No wonder California sucks. Want to thank you for tuning in to the Chad Hasty Show Afternoon Update. Remember, tomorrow on the show, U.S. Senator John Cornyn will join me at 10:35. We'll talk about the Syrian crisis and what the United States should be doing, if anything. Tune into that. At Chad Hasty Radio on Twitter is my handle. You can follow me on there. You can send me an email, chad@kfyo.com. The Chad Hasty Show, 8:30 to 11 on KFYO.